it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't often like to gloat.
Okay.
I don't often like to say I was right all along.
Oh, no.
But I was right all along. And I think I'm owed some apologies in the room.
Why are you making eye contact with me?
Specifically from you, Slacker.
I am.
And
as
then
you
Aaron's
may
probably
know.
In second place.
Look
I'm
around
really
the room real
not.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As the Slacker Show. What yeah.
The Slacker Show boss, is boss. On the... I don't ever apologize.
Okay. I feel like you've apologized. Sarcastically.
I have to apologize to you guys because it's like HR and crap. But...
Okay. Wanda comes in like Slacker.
Specifically, Mr. Hack,
mm-hmm.
What have we... How have Aaron and I... wronged you.
Let me explain. I was at the mall recently with my son, and we were at Park Meadows Mall. So we're on the bottom level at the Lego store, and then we were going to go up to the food court. When we got to the escalators there, the one that's going up was broken and like roped off. Even though I did see a kid with his dad go up and walk, because it is just stairs, like you can't just walk up it. But it was roped off, so we had to wait for the elevator. It's like a big kind of commotion as people. There aren't like stairs close to there. They're like kind of
Park
down.
Meadows. They're yeah. The nearest stairs are kind of a long way down by Express and stuff, right?
I think so. Yeah. So like yeah. You could. I mean, obviously, we're
is
all,
there not like a stair, a hidden one, or like through the
I don't
doors?
Think so.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't.
I don't know where it would be
because I heard there was a little girl like kind of in front of us with her dad, and she's like, "Could we go down and we could go do the stairs?" And he's like, "But by the time we get down there, we up
or
and all the way
the
back."
Or in the store, there is that Nordstrom. On that side?
Oh, you could go a little bit over to Dick's and go up.
Yeah, or that. Oh, smart.
So Dick's is a weird thing because Dick's kind of opens up into the food court, but its downstairs entrance is just a little bit farther that one way.
That's right. Okay. That's a good.
That would have been your answer is Dick's. Dick's
is
always
the
answer.
I was in unison.
I said usually. Dick's always.
So we waited for the elevator to take us up to the food court, which is fine. Yeah. We waited a little bit. Like, that's not the issue. That's no problem.
And but, and at this point,
mm-hmm.
I've wronged you in no way. So I don't know why.
In no way, yeah.
I don't know why I am on the defensive.
So we get up. We get our Chick-fil-A at the food court. Then we go back down. We use the escalator to go down. That one's working fine. But as we're walking, my son says, "Oh, I know why the escalator's broken." And I said, "Oh, I missed it. What was it?" He said, "Well, there was a shoe caught in the escalator. Like, you could see it poking out." He
was
said,
it a croc?
"I know what he's doing.
He
I
said,
know what he's doing.
Actually,
I
it's
know
a croc, to be specific." I said, "A croc stuck in the escalator, shutting down the whole mall. Interesting."
It didn't shut down the whole mall. Right. Relax. Okay. Relax.
There were police there.
There
it
were
a
no.
Deal.
Was there a severed foot there?
I don't know.
Some
I
small child wailing in agony as his foot was ripped off.
But a croc at the mall, first of all. Malls used to be a place to stunt. Now you're wearing a croc.
Did
malls
they?
You go to the mall to hang out? Yeah, for sure. You put on like your Abercrombie jeans. You put on your buckle jeans. That was a place to go hang out at the mall.
What were your buckle jeans? Do you remember the brand? Or just buckle was the
They
brand?
Were buckle and they were the Tyler jean.
Oh that's cute.
So you guys didn't ever do the Z Cavaricci or the...
What?
Do you remember Z Cavaricci? It must be a generation beyond you.
Are those like, a real colorful
No,
pants?
But they're a little bit of a parachute. They like hit you above navel. There's
Say it again.
Z.
Z.
And then C-A-V-A-R-I-C-C-I.
That's kind of like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He
kind of
would wear
but
stuff
they were
like that.
Super acid wash jeans, but like super high-waisted. Do
oh,
you remember
yeah,
when...
No, Bud...
This was the style. It's not my fault. Mm-hmm. And there was Bojo. Jeans West was like the company that sold a lot of this stuff. But the buckle
this
is where
like
you had to go.
80s.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Crocs or those pants?
No, they're
no, no, wait till you
Dude,
see these
wait,
pants.
So what's the deal with Crocs?
No, he's
they're,
no.
I'm anti. And yeah. more ammo, more another arrow in my quiver, I'll say.
No, here's what.
To be anti-Croc.
People like you. you walk through life and you have a bias against Crocs, and then you look for things. It's self-confirming bias or whatever. what do you call that? Or like, it's...
No, yeah. I walk through life and I keep my shoes on the whole time because I'm not wearing Crocs and I'm not falling off in the escalator.
Haven't you ever seen or heard of tennis shoe... What are the shoestrings?
Laces?
Laces.
Laces.
When you're about to just dunk on somebody and then trip at the free throw line.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen shoelaces getting stuck in an escalator?
Burn.
The answer is yes.
I haven't actually seen
Don't
that.
You remember the shoelace tragedy of 1941? Okay. Like, no.
They're calling to get stuck.
What did you just... What?
I didn't understand it either.
It sounded like she was like, Abundanza! What?
They're common to get stuck. If a kid didn't tie their shoes correctly and then it goes under the thing and then they got to pull the shoe off and then the kid's trapped and everyone's screaming for help.
So are you saying the Croc is better because you got out of it and just the shoe got stuck?
If they had it in sport mode, the kid might have died. Because it would just chew his whole leg because your foot is
in
there.
I also want to say, T-Hack didn't see it. He's believing his 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, that kid's a little liar.
No, he knows.
No, because he's your son and he's like, I'm going to earn points with Dad. Dad, I think it was a Croc.
Do you want to get ice cream?
Here's the deal.
We did get ice cream.
Okay.
See?
You're about to go out and mow your yard.
Okay.
And it's freshly watered, so it's like kind of a little wet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to push that mower around and like, which Nikes are you going to wear for that? Which ones?
My Nike slides. Like an adult.
Those sandals. Are literally sandals.
Crocs. That's what Crocs are.
They're literally Crocs.
Right. But the Crocs.
They're not a clog.
Like, I had my Nike sandals and I'd walk around them and guess what? The Nike turned green because like.
It does turn a little green.
Right.
Yes,
you know what doesn't happen to a Croc? That. They're made of some impenetrable, like the lawn mowing thing can never change the color of a Croc. I got red Crocs that I mow in. Yes. They're red. I look a little like Mickey Mouse out there. I'm like, but they're red still. And I've mowed in them
that is
4 years.
So you think whoever this was mowing the mall?
Oh my God. Let it go, bud.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.